he is an American football player, a wide receiver and return specialist for the Seattle Seahawks. He played college football at Kansas State before being drafted by the Seattle Seahawks in the third round of the 2015 NFL draft. As the son and nephew of professional football players, he was a prominent member of three state high school championship teams, two in football and a third in basketball. In college, he set numerous Kansas State football records and was both a 2011 All-American, as a kickoff returner, and 2014 College Football All-American Team Consensus All-American selection as a punt returner. In college, he totaled 6,586 career all-purpose yards and 35 touchdowns, including 3,710 yards and 29 touchdowns as a receiver. Through the first 9 games of his freshman college season for the 2011 Kansas State Wildcats, he led the nation in average yards per kickoff return, although he got injured and missed the rest of the season. He was afterward recognized as an All-American return specialist. In 2012, he was an honorable mention All Big 12 performer for the 2012 team. In 2013, he was a first-team All-Big 12 performer for the 2013 team at both wide receiver and all-purpose receiver positions. That season, he established Kansas State school records for single-game receiving yards, single game all-purpose yards, and career kickoff return yards. As a senior for the 2014 team, he surpassed his own father's school records for career receiving yards, career receptions, and career receiving touchdowns. As a senior, he was the Big 12 conference leader in receiving yards and the national leader in punt return average. A 2-time Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Year, he began his NFL career as NFC Special Teams Player of the Month for September 2015, when he posted both a punt return, touchdown, and kickoff return touchdown in his first 3 games. He became the second rookie to win multiple Special Teams Player of the Month awards and was the only rookie to be named first team All-Pro for the 2015 NFL season. He was selected to the 2015 Pro Football Writers Association, PFWA, NFL All-Pro, NFL All-Rookie Team, at three positions. Despite breaking his tibia and fibula while making a catch during the 2016 season, he returned after surgery to finish the 2018 season as the Seahawks' leading receiver with 57 receptions for 965 yards and 10 touchdowns, all career highs. When targeted, if you will, by quarterback Russell Wilson, he produced a perfect 158.3 passer rating. No other receiver has ever put up a perfect passer rating while being targeted more than 15 times in NFL history. After making one of the most improbable touchdown catches ever during the 2019 NFL season, Wilson said, "I'd fight anyone in support of him being one of the NFL's best receivers. He's a rare person, a rare talent, a rare human being, and he's got a rare soul." That's what Russell Wilson, a Christian brother himself, said about this man. He is a devout Christian. He is bold about sharing his strong faith in God and in Christ and about his Christian beliefs with the world. At an Easter Sunday service held at East Ridge Church in Issaquah in 2017, the wide receiver told the crowd that he hated church as a child, even to the point of hiding or faking being sick when his mother and grandmother made him go. But eventually, he shared that a pastor led him to salvation in Christ, which fostered his outspokenness about his faith on the large platform afforded him as an NFL player. In a 2016 interview with the Seattle Times, he talked about the bigger picture and how he couldn't run away from this platform that God had given me, understanding that he is where he is for a particular purpose, knowing how fleeting even the best football careers can be, and acknowledging he will never have a bigger platform than the one he has right now. He is determined to use it to influence others for the Lord. He said, "I just want to be able to show that you can be successful and represent God at the same time." He said, he also said, "I always wanted to do that when I came out of high school and went to college. I understood the position I was going to be in, and the way I wanted to do it was to show people by my lifestyle that God is real." I knew that the higher I went, the more I was going to have to be able to represent. So I've been trying to do that. Indeed, he has. In a recent appearance on Adam Schefter's podcast, he opened up about how his Christian beliefs influence even one of the most personal areas of his life. Despite the wealth of temptations that come with being an NFL player, he revealed that he is a virgin and confirmed that he has remained committed to not having sex until he is married. I have a girlfriend, and she understands what I'm about and loves God as well. She's cool with being able to wait until marriage. So for me, as long as somebody understands what they're getting into and respects it, that's all that matters. I think this is a healthier way for me to be able to go about that. I listen to my friends and stuff, and they tell me they wish they didn't do it. His name is Tyler Lockett. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you, beloved, of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Tyler Lockett trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.